Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at a narration from Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, Qiyamah will not come until wealth increases and becomes so abundant that the wealthy one will be concerned as to who will accept his zakat. And a man will be called, but he will respond, I have no need for it. There's a narration in Muslim where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, there will come a time when a man will go around with his zakah, and there will be no one to accept it from him because no one will be eligible to receive zakat. So we could say that that time has not really come. In our communities, there are so many organizations that collect zakat, that distribute zakat, and they would all say that there isn't enough coming in to cater for the need. So much is the poverty and so much is the impoverishment of people. But as we get closer to Qiyamah, that time will surely come, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesied this, that people will go around looking for people, that who can I give my zakat to? Perhaps in the world there are maybe some places, we may not be aware of it, or it may not be reported on much. There may be, but in the main in the world today, there still is a great need for zakat. And people, mashallah, give zakat in great measure. And there are entire theses that have been written by scholars, etc., that if we discharge our zakah properly, it will be adequate to cater for the needs of those people who are poor, at least their basic needs. So we may not be seeing that era at exactly this point, but we are going towards that direction. It could mean that people would be discharging their zakah so well that there will come a point when no one else will need it. Or it could mean that Allah will bless people with so much of wealth that almost everyone will be wealthy. Almost everyone will be wealthy. And wealth is a very neutral thing. It's not necessarily a sign of success and prosperity. If it's going to happen closer to Qiyamah, it's actually a sign of Qiyamah. It doesn't again mean that those people will necessarily be evil people or at a disadvantage. Some of them may be, others not. But wealth will become so abundant that it'll boggle the mind. And to some extent, we see this today. When we look at the wealth of some people, you know, those numbers make you silly, make you go dizzy. So much of wealth for one person. So this is a sign that we are coming closer to Qiyamah, that there will be a greater abundance of wealth, and it will continue to move it in a trajectory where time will come when there will be no recipients for zakat. And then you should know that Qiyamah is very close. Signs of the hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.